Begin the new Masechta. Masechta is getting begin Daf Beis, begin Amud Aleph, begin with the opening words of the Mishnah of the Perek HaMeibi Get. Says Taisus, the Maschal HaMeibi Get, someone brings a get. Says Avakav L'Shar Shtaris, even though all of the documentations, Pam Namikar Get, sometimes it's also called the word get, Ketnam B'Shalech, like we find in the Mishnah later on the Flamed Alma Beis. Either M'Chais Melag Get, witnesses do not sign on a get, of they take an Olmon because of remedy for the world. And the Ayrbuchal Shtar is talking about all different types of documents. So to Pergam Hiskabla, later on the Samad Almanav, Namitani, what's the Lemna Brahis of Bechin Ligitin? Farshas Mugwana explains about the Giti Momin. These are documents of money. So Tez basically bothered with the question, which he says, Kamukum Lehusach Farsh Khan, he did not have to specify get Isha, to Salacha, bring a get from Din Ziyam, only applies to get Isha. And sometimes the word get can mean Momin. So why don't we have to specify? He says, "No, Mishum Devarim Makayma," is because most places Hechad B'Ktana gets down where it says just the word "get." Arab get Isha is talking about the get of an Isha, so you don't have to specify. That's talking about a get Isha, in contrast to a monetary document. Now it says, "Tell you some." Imagine Noigim Lichtav Yud Bishuras Beget. This said the custom is to write 12 lines in this get document in this Sefer Krisis. Amar Ben Tami says, "Why?" Mishum the get Kamatri Yud Bish. The numerical value of the word "get" Gimel is 3, Tes is 9, is 12, and therefore we have 12 lines. Now, Berisham Abishim Rav Haigoin, who Bisham in the name of Rabbi Nasadia Goin, from the Pacifica says in the Pasuk Sefer Krisus, what is a get? A get is a book of separation between the man and the woman. Now, Kashir Yud Beishitin, so that's like the number of the 12 lines Hamaf Sikin, which separate Beinar Bochum Mashe Sefer Torah. You're talking about a Sefer Krisus. The separations in the Sefer of the Torah are 12 lines, because you have 4 lines between each one of the chamashim. Because I'm a Papa Basa, like the Gemara says, over there, Nafid Gimon Beish, Chotzech Lanich, Arba Shitin, being called Sefer Sefer, you have to leave 4 lines between each and every one. Now the question is, wait a second, between Reish and Shemais of Yikra, Yikra and Bamidbar, so that's 4 times 3, but then you have, says Taisis, Vahapsik Shemim Bidabal, Mishnah Torah, what do you do with the separation between Bamidbar and Devarim? That Lechasha, that's not considered significant, you don't have 16 lines, in the Elochaiz of Hashem Mashal Mala. Mishnah Torah says, but Devarim only repeats what was already mentioned before. And if that separation is not counted, and if it's only 4 times 3. Next Tais Master, beginning with the of the Mishnah, says if someone brings a get Mimdin Sayam from overseas, says Tais Hadla, not going to maybe get Mechutz Laretz, one, you just pick the more general terminology of bringing a get from out of Eretz Yisrael, could the time be Gemara, like I learned later on, the Vlam and the Vazayim of Bez, maybe get the Sfin, if someone brings a boat on a boat, can maybe Mechutz Laretz, like bring from out of Eretz Yisrael. So why are we saying the word Medin Siam? No. So it's Tais Mashem de Bechutz Laretz, Abba Mashem was saying from out of Eretz Yisrael, that would sound like Kol Chutz Laretz. Anything out of Eretz Yisrael, Philip Yekim, Vechaker, even places very nearby. Therefore we pick the words overseas, the Mashem Rachi, that sounds at a great distance. Combined like we find the Gemara Yevamos on Pesach and Beis. Isha Sholach Baal Medin Siam, if a woman or her husband went overseas, like we don't know what happened to him, come like we find Shavuot that never Ma'al on the days, put a tichim if they plenty and plenty. Oh, I paid you for this and this guy, Balcham Nizam, they went overseas, which is Lafukir Rekabachagir, which excluding Rekabachagir, the Polygabah who Rebbe Gamliel disagrees. He says, yes, even from there, but the Tanakhama holds, from there you would not have to say, and therefore he picks the terminology of Nizam, not Chutzlav. I think this master to begin with of the Mishnah. And Liel said, as we just referenced, that he says, oh, Afa may be Mirakim. Even if you're being from Rekim and from Chagir, you have to say, Befaninach. So the Tosfos says, Mashma, it sounds like the Berekim, it sounds like, okay, someone, you know, you might have someone bringing a get from Rekim B'Chagim, we're saying you have to say B'Fadin Echdim. So it sounds like by Rekim, Dor Bo Yisrael, that means there are Jews who live there, and the husband sending a get from there. But the problem is, Tosfos says, V'Adetan Perek Dam Anida, this is what we're in the Mishnah Anida, that's known in Bavan Beis. Kol Aksamim, all the stained cloths with Dam. Aboin Merekim, they come from Rekim Atohairim, because it's not Jewish blood. Only dam nida is by a Jewish woman. So it's tar. And Rabbi Yehuda Matami says, no, it is tar. And they shen geir mitoyin. Although it seems like they're only non-Jews, but they're actually Jews who had converted. I mean, they're non-Jews who converted to Judaism, but then they go astray and they go back to acting like a non-Jew. But really, they're Jewish, and therefore they are going to have dam nida. But one thing we see is that there's no real Jews over there in Rekim, but our Mishnah makes it sound like people send the gittin from Rekim. Says Taisus, no. Hayin Mishum, the reason why it's tar over this, because the Ksamhan Mitzah Misham, if you're going to find stained garments, therefore they're non-Jews. Because the Yisrael Matznik Kismayim, because the Jews, they conceal, they're discreet with their stained cloth, and it's not laying around to find it. And I, Rabbi Yehuda Matami, I read this as it is, tell me. And they were like, because it appears to him, the Eisim Shnoigim, those who conduct themselves like non-Jews, and they'll leave their stained garments out, him Gerim, but they really converts, but they just they're misled. Well, let me so I'm not me doing above that. Therefore, yeah, of course there is. It could be a huge Jewish community over there. But if you're going to find it, we're not going to assume that's from them, because there's also these non-Jews who we're going to presume it's from them, who they leave it out in contrast to the Jews. Next, this must begin with the words of the Mishnah. Then we had Rabbi Eliezer, who he said that even if you bring him mikvar ludim lud, from the village of ludim to lud. Now, Omri Re says shehiske lud. Why are we saying we bring it to, where we don't find anywhere else in the Mishnah saying we bring it to? It's only we bring it from. They were mentioning. Oh, he mentions lud lashmin to let us know. Even though, because it's coming to compare it to where you bring it from. Why was it called the village of Lud? Ashim b'nei Lud, because it was near the people of Lud. Shem b'tzum b'tama, which they were always there. That's the chiddush to say, afalach, even so, they're like, the mamish part of the people in Eretz Yisrael. So, v'lem v'nechtem, you still have to say, v'nechtem, and v'lech hashem k'lod asma l'maisa, it's not part of Lud itself, and therefore, since it's ultimately chutzlart, you would have to say, v'nechtem. That's one pshat. Rabbeinu Meir Pirush, she explains the Rebbe Eliezer, his kishin iri. Rebbe Eliezer, who's this man, was just mentioning the name of his city, where you bring it to. I mean, like we find the Gemara in Nidav on Bezon Beis that when it says which city should you go to the sages over there, you go Achar Rebbe Eliezer Lelud. So that's why he mentions from Kfar Lud and Lelud, because he lived over there. But says Tosfos Ein Yerushalmi, this doesn't seem to be correct to the because the Kolshkin Shlohei Tzach LaHaskin V'Shuri should not have mentioned that because we know that he lives the Kihicha Dulei Noka Tanakama, just like the Tanakama doesn't mention Mavinziam La Eretz Yisrael. Because the Pshita he debates is all called. We know that the Tana Mishnayis were taught in Eretz Yisrael. So you don't have to mention where it's brought to, and therefore, even if he lived there, that wouldn't be a necessary reason to say where you bring it to. Next test must begin with the words of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said from Rabbi Huda, regarding all the four directions, what's considered like Chutzlaretz. So one of them was V'Ashkelon Kedar. And Ashkelon is like the south of, meaning out of Eretz Yisrael, of Medina Siam. Now, Hekshra Bentam. Bentam asks, it says, wait a second, how could you say it's Chutzlars to Ashkelon? It's actually Eretz Yisrael here. The Chsir B'Yeshua, it says, Chsir B'Yeshua, Perkei Gimel, Zeis Oretz, and the Shechel B'Gam Bis, the land that remains, etc. Hashdaydi V'Ashkeloni. And the Chsir says, He Pila L'Yisrael, and Achalik Hashet Tzivisicha, this fell for the Jewish people as inheritance, like I command you. Ba'akach L'Ktun, and they captured it, because it's Chsir B'Shevim, and it's Chsir B'Shevim, Perkei Aleph. But Yilkad Yehudis, Azav Es Ashkelon, Bez Gebula, that they captured it. So why would this have halacha by Chutzlaretz for the halachas of Gittin? So Rabbi Thomas says, yes, the first time around, they captured, and Ashkelon was part of Eretz Yisrael. But then they came up a second time, the Eli Bavel, they came up with Ezra Sefer, after the Churban Bayis Rishon, times for the second Bayis Rishon, there's like for sure, they did not capture it. Because Amar Perakam, the Chulin, the Gemara says in the first Bayis Chulin, the Bazayin Malavga, the Beit Shan, that Habakarachim, Kavshim Al Mitzrayim, there was many towns that the Jews, when they came out of Egypt, up to Eretz Yisrael, they conquered it, but Blakash Mal Babel was not conquered by those who came up from Babel. Blakach, and therefore what? Ain't Tamid Chacham Mitzrayim Sham. There's no Tamid Chacham over there, and Ain't Botad in Kvun Sham. So you have both problems about Rabbah and Rava, that it's not, they don't know Lishma, and there's not really people always frequenting over there, because it wasn't conquered the second time around, and that's why it's Halacha like Chutzlaretz. Abakash, but it says what's difficult is, because Didekim Lechegim Mashma Hacham. Okay, it sounds like from our Mishnah, as you say, Rekum Mizrach, Rekum Kim Mizrach, and we say, and Gmil says, even some of the brings from Rekum Mecheger has to go ahead and say, Befaninach, Fanenachtem. So it sounds like from our mission, Nabu Chutzlaretz, it's from out of Eretz Yisrael. Problem is, Ksibbi Yeshua says in Sibi Yeshua, Perichabi, Kadrez, Kaddish, Baran Naphtali, they sanctified Kaddish, Naran Naphtali. And Velekala Meme, Yiddalik of Shulabab, but we can't say that it wasn't conquered by Elabab because the Visifri professor by Yakim Khashab Rekamachagab had the Krach, Mishkav Shalabab, that was conquered by Elabab. So you see that the Kaddish Bein Barad is what's the Targum Bein Rekam Lachagar. So you see that Kaddish was part of Eretz Yisrael and it was conquered by the Elabab. So why are we saying it that it's, you have to say before the Nechtam? Bishlam says, what you could say is, the Trei Rekam Lachagar, but there are actually two different Rekam Lachagars. It says regarding Avraham Avinu, Yishev Ben Kodesh, Ben Shor, Bereishis Chav, which Metagim Ben Dakim Mechagra, these two places that we mentioned in our Mishnah. That was Ba'artish Shalav Melech Melech Pelesh, that was in the land of Melech, the king of the Philistines. Ba'isay Ha'iyah Be'eretz Yisrael. You're right, that was in Eretz Yisrael. Because says Taisa, the Mistamo, we can presume that Avraham Yisrael, Ha'iyah Be'eretz Yisrael, that they lived in Eretz Yisrael, and they were there. Maybe Yeshua, it also sounds like the Philistine is part of Eretz Yisrael. Now that Rekha Mechega was in the west of Eretz Yisrael. Because the land of the Philistines is in the west by the Sea of the Philistines. So Gavul Ma'arav Shal Eretz Yisrael, that's the western boundary of Eretz Yisrael. But Rekha Mechega the Masnit, however, in our Mishnah, that was saying that Schutzlar, that was actually in the east of Eretz Yisrael. Because I mean, like we say, that's on the eastern part of Eretz Yisrael. So two different Rekha Mechegas. Then Tosafot addresses similar questions regarding other places in the Mishnah. But Akoi. Now, in our Mishnah, Akoi was mentioned, Akoi Litzofen, Vakoi Kitzofen. It's part of Chutzlar. Now, the problem is, Avakav, the Dikab Shoy, the Bubble, although those who came up from Bubble conquered it, could the Amma Besef, Kisubazav, Kobit, Bezer, Menal, for Baba, the Menashe, Kibit, Akoi. He would kiss the stones of Akoi, which obviously because displaying his love for Eretz Yisrael. And the Reperik Misha Avzoi in the Gemara later on, the Fain Vavim Abbez, Parach, the Gemara asked, Lememar, that to say, the Akoi, Lav, Meretz Yisrael, Abba, or Meakoi, you think it's not part of Eretz Yisrael? I, Kiyahaba, when the Rabban took leave from each other, but Akav Mifter Madad, they would take leave from each other in Akoi, because Lefisha also lost Meretz Yisrael Chutzal, because he's not allowed to leave from Meretz Yisrael to Chutzal, so never they would go into Akoi and depart from there. So you see that it's part of Meretz Yisrael, so why are we saying in that Mishnah it's considered like Chutzal? So Thomas says, Lekoshim, it's not difficult at all, because the Akoi is a Chetzal Ba'art, but Chetzal Ba'Chutzal, Akoi was half in Meretz Yisrael and half out of Meretz Yisrael, because it's a Meretz. Oh, Mary, now Mishnah is told by Sitzach of Chutzlars that part that was out of Eretz Yisrael. In contrast, over there, where we talk about kissing the stones and taking leave was in the part of Eretz Yisrael. Now, Vahodil and Mishani, but then says, Tesis, why don't we answer then also Nami B'Mishnah Oxoy, that Masnitin, that the Mishnah that says over there, Dimli, Bosim, Mekambat, Shashmi, and Peron, come back with in 30 days, and he went to Medin Sayam Vigila Akri, and it comes to Akri, Bechazer, and he comes back. So, Bittel Tanoi nullified his stipulation. Says Taisis, Hainu Loisitach of Chutzlarts. That's to the half of Chutzlarts. Hainu, the reason is, Mishum de Beyetim Eretz Yisrael, because someone leaves Eretz Yisrael, but gets killed by Sitach of Eretz Yisrael. He first reaches the part that's, meaning, Taisis bothered by a question. Why don't we say that, oh, it's because he went already out to Chutzlarts by going to Akri? It says no, because it says he came on Le'akoi, which the part that you read of Akoi first is the part from Eretz Yisrael, and the Gilakamash Batkos Akoi, and therefore they couldn't say that, oh yeah, because he left, because Akoi is in Chutzal. It's not, because you first hit the part of Eretz Yisrael. Akash rewards, Zivakot the reason is as follows. I'm going to come on the Gemara says later on Avomim Abeis. Nechnes Lefanov Rebelah. Rebelah came in front of him. Amalei said to him, Alek Farsi, so he moved to Betchum Eretz Yisrael. What do you mean? You told Matalacha of selling an Eved, Kfar Sisoi is more absorbent in the boundary of Eretz Yisrael, but Krebel Tzipari is close to Tzipari, yes, Makam was an Akri. So if you're saying Akri, then for sure, the Kfar Sisoi. So it says, Mabakach, what are you comparing? Makam still Akri Adifa, what do you mean Akri is still better because Apishur Chikim Tzipari, although it's further away than from Tzipari, but Shatz Machaz Meretz Yisrael, but half of it itself is in Eretz Yisrael. Boy, Dechadag Ligman Hazig, Marmadag later on, Dev Chazimad Af, the Moich Abdul Sulgi, if someone sells a slave to Surya. That Yaslacheris, he goes out to be free. Oh, and what's the Rayim? Not from the fact within the Mishnah Akoi, Keretis or Legitin, the Akoi is like Eretz of a Gittin, which tells us Legitin, and only for divorced documents from women, but Labadam Lefer, not for slaves. So, Kalash can sue the Mr. Ach Ketubah, the Beshosuri, which is further away. I mean, I drop to the contrary, says Tais, Surya Diva, Surya is better, because given Mistin Arab, it's such a Chutzlarts. Our Mishnah is talking about the side that from Chutzlarts, and Surya is better, because the Ksuba Kibish Yochash may Kibish. Although Syria was conquered by David and it's not really considered part of the whole Jewish people, but it's considered conquering, that makes Syria as part of Eretz Yisrael itself. To Lachim and Bailey, that was why the Gemara was asking, Abakamech Abdullah Eretz Yisrael, is it considered like selling your slave to Eretz Yisrael, given the Shemaic kids are considered as conquering? Like Demo, maybe Kivin the Afar of Tamar, he said, maybe no, because the earth is Lamaisa Tamar, Chutzot, we consider as part of Eretz Yisrael. So how are you saying from Akli to prove otherwise, when Syria itself is Eretz Yisrael, and our halach of Akar ben Lachutzah is only the part that's actually part of Chutzlans. So memory the Reis says, Nafila b'tzad shel Eretz Yisrael. Truth is, even the part of Akar that's in Eretz Yisrael, tzoch lem b'fod nechtav b'chul, you have to say b'fod nechtav. Why would that be? It's Eretz Yisrael. If you should b'seiv ha'gvul, because by the end of the boundary, And it's very far away from the primary settlement of Eretz Yisrael. Very far away from the yeshivas and from the judicial courts. And that's the reason why. So nothing to do with the part of Chutzlar. No, it's actually part of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, yeah, we're proving from there, even Akkad that's part of Eretz Yisrael, still it's only for Kiddush and Maf HaVadim for sure regarding the Kfar Sisoy. And Mechen Yishal Teretz Gabi Ashkelon. You have to give the same answer for Ashkelon. Nothing to do with like the answers we said before to Rekha Mechegers or regarding as we answered differently for Ashkelon, the Oily Bubble. No. Very simply, because they were, even if these are parts of Eretz Yisrael, they're very far from the primary settlements. Oh, Vash the Parak Shapin. Now the Gemara over there makes sense when it asks, Kfar Sisoi, the Krab Litzipar is close to Litzipar, Shoyse Iker. What was the primary point of that point? Shoyse Iker Yishab Eretz Yisrael. It's the primary settlement of Eretz Yisrael. It's Fein Akka more than Akka. Because, yeah, although that's part of Eretz Yisrael, but the Rochik Miki Yishab Eretz Yisrael is very far away from the primary settlement of Eretz Yisrael. You're right. Avak up the Akka Yatsman Eretz Yisrael, even the Akka itself is part of Eretz Yisrael. And the Kfar Sisoi have a Chutzlarts, and that's Chutzlarts, but Mekamaka is still Poshin Shapir. The Gemara understood that to resolve very well, Akim and the Kimli de Mavlah, since it's absorbed Mahani, it's an effective Kilim Mamash Eretz Meretz Salz, it's literally part of Eretz Salz. Kimli, like Rimli on our mission, that he says Mavlah Shchicha Begimidi, when you have something that's like swallowed into the area geographically, it's more common and they're more learned, and therefore that's why they want to bring a Kabbal Chayim, that, yeah, you know, the halachas, like we said before the Nechtab, should be a less of an obligation for Kfar Sisoi than it is for Akwe. Then she said, we're going to say, don't be Yushami. Yushami says, the question is as follows. Based on everything that we said, Yushami says, if someone sells a slave to Akwe, so that's the case, he goes out to be free. Shimon Ovid, the Rebutin on me, says, even from Akwe to Akwe, meaning, as we said before, it was half Eretzol, half Chutzlarts, that even from that, from the half Eretzol to Chutzlarts, you would have to go ahead and free the slave. Because you sold them to a forbidden area. Question is, if Akiva and the Philippines is Ajab Eretz Yisrael, Yotzlachar, since we said that when you're selling a slave from Eretz Yisrael to even the part of Akka that's in there, Eretz Yisrael goes free, you became Akka Akka, my Yotzlachar. So when you sell them from Akka to the other half of Akka, it goes free, Kim the Chashu Chutzlach, the whole thing, because they're like Chutzlach. Now, when you sell from Chutzlach to Chutzlach, it doesn't go free. But you say is no, the Nehid Chashu Chutzlach, like Abbe Ikka Yishav Eretz Yisrael, you're right, although we consider that part of Akka in Eretz Yisrael as Chutzlach regarding the primary assembly of Eretz Yisrael, but like Abbe Chutzlach made Chashu Eretz Yisrael, but regarding Chutzlach, that part is considered Eretz Yisrael, therefore that's still considered a downgrade, and therefore, yeah, you would have to let the slave go free. The next test master begins the words of the Mishnah. We said, if someone brings a get in Eretz Yisrael, he does not have to say before Nechva and Nechtam. But he said, as Taste Masl says, Vim Yeshel Olav Iron now, if there are those who are contesting, then you can make a sum of, then you'll validate it with its signatures. But says Taste, as long as the husband does not come and contest it, this is a pair get, she could get married based on the get, and that is Balitanin Mazuyev. And that we don't claim without him over here, saying that, hey, maybe it's a forgery. The reason why we don't say it is Mushum Dimi Guna, Ikul Baraban, because we don't want a woman to be forlorn, not be able to get remarried, so the Rabbana will lean it. Now, at the moment, but says today, we're getting a monetary document. Tanina Mazuyev, yeah, we would get up and we would claim that it's a forgery. Lenifrish Lebefund, if anyone wants to collect, not in front of the owner of the document, like here, the husband is the one who's being collected from. We would claim, and also let's say, similar kuches from orphans or buyers, they don't know what to claim, they don't know what the truth is. We, the courts, make the claim, hey, that's a forgery. And the reason is, if that wouldn't be the case, we wouldn't claim for them. You wouldn't leave alive any creature because any person could write a document of a loan. And they could sign witnesses on his own, like a forgery. And then he could collect, not in front of the person because the guy's not there to defend himself. And me, son, from orphans and from buyers. But actually, although we're saying that you could make a claim, we make the claim of Mazuyev for the person. You cannot prove this from a halacha of our Mishnah, because the truth is even if we don't make the claim of mezuyah for them, we would make the claim of that it was paid up regarding monetary documents, because kimidu atzmai have mehemen lemon perua, since the person himself would be believed to say that he paid it up, me gudibay ama mezuyah, even though it wouldn't be paid up. If you paid up, why does this guy have the document? Oh, but believe me that I say I paid up because I could have said that it was a forgery, which that you could make such a claim. The Kamel and Kamadam Perkamechas Bais, because we hold like the one that says in Babasta Ayn Mabez, Kabishtar Kis Ayitzel Hal Yisayman. If let's say there's a document that sometimes they would have these business operations that it would be considered like half loan and half deposit. And the guy's coming to collect what he gave to this guy who died, that he had messed with him, and half is like a loan, half is like a deposit, and he's coming to collect from the orphans. Halacha is the nishba b'gev metzah. He swears and he collects the half that he's coming to collect for. That's the part of the loan. Aval paga the begotten, or going to half of that it's a deposit, then he cannot collect. Because that's an perua, that would claim that it was paid up already. Perua halacha paid up to. Now, truth is, so even though we cannot make the claim for them of that, hey, it was an einus, and therefore I'm potter on the part of the begotten because a shomer is potter of a meitzah. Because the father would have been believed to say, I returned it to you. And why would he believe to say, return to Bemigdan Etzid? Because he could have claimed that this happened. And we see that we can make that claim for them, even though they can't make that Migui. But since the ultimate claim he'd be believed, so we also do that for the orphans. So that would be the same thing over here. You can't really prove from our halacha of our Mishnah that we're saying only Gittin Noshim that we're Makel, but regarding Kiti Mom and we would be Machmer, meaning we wouldn't allow a person to collect because we would tie in the Mizuyev. We say, no, maybe not Mizuyev. We would make the tie of Perua, again, even though they cannot make the Migui, but the ultimate claim we do allow. So from here, can't prove it. But it says, but yeah, but you could prove that we would claim for the Mizuyev. Why would that be? Because Dim Lincoln, but that's not the case. Everyone could just write a document of a sale or a document of a gift. The Achtim Adim, and he would sign and it witnesses, and he would collect when the guy's not there. From orphans and from buyers, where the hashtag and shaklam prati, there you can't say there's no paying. It's not paid. It's a gift or a sale. So therefore, obviously, because of leshavkis, we would definitely make the claim of mezuyah. Also, one could analyze mesayf peregat pashut the gemara of basad of kovayin dal demabes. So Tanin liyasmi mezuyah, that we make the claim for orphans of mezuyah. Why? Where could you see from that over there? Because Amar Puna says, Shchiv mina, a dying person, Shekhtish konachasim, that he takes his whole estate and he says it's going to Hashem, to Hekhtish. But he says, well, Amar, you should just know, he says, Manul plain biyadi. This guy, I have $100 of his, 100 tzuz of his by me. So don't let that go to Hekhtish. And he says that after he was Makhtish. And then he's believed, because Chazak, we have a presumption, no one's going to make a trick. Now that he was Makhtish, he's like, he's going to say, oh, no, really, I owe this guy money, I'll let it not go damage. No. What do you think a person is going to do a trick on his sons? What do you mean? What's the Gemara asking? Because the Rabbi Shmuel Damitabai, they both say, dying person, that he says, says that I owe this guy $100, which is the same thing. His money's going to inheritors. But he's, as he's dying, he's saying, oh, I owe $100 to this other guy. So on that, they both say, wait, it depends. If he says give, then listen, then you give it. If he didn't say give, ain't listen, you don't give it. Why not? Why do you have to say give? Why is it different than Hekdesh? Why didn't you say a person wouldn't do a kenunya on his own sons? Well, Master Dimur comes out, that Ravun is talking about Bishtam Ukuyim, where the document has already been verified. So that's that, it doesn't take much to believe what he's saying. He doesn't have to say Tnu. Rabbi Shmuel is Benukkah Chitashah, and the guy's holding out the document, it's not verified. So therefore, Amitnu Kaim Alishtara, when he says give it, he's validating the document. Lamatu, he doesn't say give, Lakaim Alishtara, he didn't validate the document. In other words, Tais explains. Yeshema Shalalas Bi is Bunavamakin. Maybe he just didn't want his sons to be satiated, like to feel like, oh, our father's dying and he's leaving us over so much money. He says, no, I owe this guy money, I owe this guy money. But really, that's only if he says snoop, because he didn't really mean to give it. He just didn't want them to feel so confident how much money they have. Now, but says Taisus, but looked in Mezuyev Lisaimim. But this is the point that Taisus wants to prove from there. If you think we wouldn't claim that something that's being collected is a forgery for orphans, what do you mean? Come back a mikvah. Still, the guy should be able to collect because don't knock it started. What do you mean? He has a document, and the limited to in the perua, and you can't say that. Oh, you know, because if you say you do forgery, so you say that you'll claim that it's a forgery. So good. So it makes sense that only if he says snoo, then you give it the dying person. It doesn't say then. And you don't give it because, yeah, we'll make a claim, even if the guy has a document, we'll say it's Mezuyev. But it says, Taisus, what, I mean, why, how do you know that Mezuyev? Maybe we'll say Perua. No, it says there ain't limited thing, Perua. Don't say that we make the claim that it was paid up, because the Harav, as you can see in the Mezuyev, Rav Islay, Rav holds, Maid Mishnah, Shaksav, if a guy admits to a document that was written, ain't talking coming, I have to verify it. So you can't make a claim of Perua. So it must be that because we make a claim of Mezuyev. That's what Taisus, Mentemi begin to say, and this is on Amud Beis, the parak of the Bamitzi, and the first parak of Bamitzi, the Gimel Menal, Pligid Rameh Rabban. The Machleg Rameh and the Rabbanon, the Motza Shtar Shem Bachar. If someone finds a document that doesn't have insurance, the Rabban Amir, the Rabban, they say, Loyachs, okay, you can't give it back. Rabban's Rameh, so we hold Zachs, you could give it back. Mukulash Moshmul explains, it's too much Kishain Chayiv Moida. when the one who owes the money does not admit to it. And the absolute Rameh, so if that's the case, so why would Rameh hold, we understand Rabban, why you don't give it back? So who said, how can you give it back to that person? You guys gotta collect with it. Rameh, oh, so the absolute Rameh, when Rameh says you give it back, it's just because lots of pizza l'chusa. It's just, yeah, just for the piece of paper to wrap it on his flask. But you're right, it's not really that you could collect with it. But the question is, Rash Rabban, now coin Rabban, my loyags, why don't know you cannot give it back? There's nothing to be concerned about. What do you mean? Because if it's the document is verified, so of course it makes sense that he should be able to collect with it. If it's not verified, what are you going to lose if you return it to him? Obviously we're concerned. We're not going to claim forgery because you're going to claim forgery. So what's the concern? What you can say is no. That's not the reason why you don't return it. Because I can't think of it. What do you mean? We still shouldn't be concerned because you can still make the claim of that it was paid up. And the reason is the Shmuel really the Perek Mishmei Shmuel holds and Baba Basa Dav Kufn Dal Mabeis Behedya explicitly a Libra Dere Meir Koin Dere Meir the Moed Rishtasha Kasabwe Tzach Lekaimer that if he agrees to a document that he wrote it that he still has to verify it. Boy Nema Leimer Avian and the father would be believed to say the Baruhu that paid up Migdi Boyam Mzufu if he wants to that he could have said that it was a forgery. Even though according to them that you cannot make the claim of forgery and there's no migo, meaning for the assignment, but however, keeping the lavim yesh migo, since according for their father it's a migo, we do make the claim for them that it was paid up because that he swears and collects half gabish tarkis. So it's not the reason why you don't give it back. Because even if you weren't tied in Missouri, we'd still tie in Perua. As we said, even if they cannot make the ultimate, the meager claim, but they get the ultimate claim. So why, Kohen Rabban, do you not give it back? That's given the Isra and the philosophy. That's because there's a type of what's called a race. There's a floor, there's a flag over here because it fell on the floor, right? Someone found it. We're not sure who to give it back to. But lo yibetayin Missouri, and the borrowers claim it was a forgery. So if in like Visman Adin, we shouldn't allow him to collect. Even if he finds witnesses to verify it. Because maybe he had forged it and he had signed it. Even though they think this is and they're verifying, they think this is the signature, but no, it could be he forged it very well. And the reason why we're thinking about that is because what's doing on the floor? If it was real, he would be more careful. These are certain flaws that make us believe that that this was really a forgery. From the words of Rashi, but if there's no bar in front of us, meaning, let's say now it was found and the bar is not here claiming there was a forgery, and the Malva Motz Edikim, the Linda finds Edikim, so then says maximally, then we do give it back to him. Now, if ultimately the labor does come around and claims, hey, it was forgery. Then it seems like he's not going to be believed anymore. Keeping the hooks and behetta is already presumed to be mutter because the guy already found Edikim. But beforehand, if he's claiming, that's when we say that we're not going to give it back to him, even if he has Edikim.